Greetings, this is Nigeria with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Mr. Clifton Powell on the line with me. Clifton, say hello and let the people know what's going on with saints and sinners.
First of all, hello to everybody out there. You know, saints and sinners, you know, we're in our second season, and it's a really, really good drama. A lot of twists and turns. I'm just honored to be a part of the cast. Vanessa Bell Calloway and Kristen Keys, Keith Robinson, Don F. Kenny. It's just been great. Trey Haney, my man Jabari, plays Jabari. It's a host of characters and a lot of twists and turns. And, you know, we got some great, you know, guest stars on this year, Ty and Turner, Emilio. People just need to tune in and try to go to bounce.com and watch last season and get caught up and try to see season two.
Yeah, last season you did your thing. As you're continuing to develop your character and kudos on the second season, what will you bring a little different or better this season than you did last season?
Well, you know, first we're going to see an upgrade in Rex's wardrobe from last season. And then, you know, we're going to see a little bit more vulnerability from Rex, you know. And then we're going to see later on in the season question whether he really should still be in the streets like he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, still doing, you know, having doing nefarious kinds of activities. And I think all tough guy characters have a place, you know, where they're vulnerable, and they also have a time when they kind of question, is this the lifestyle they want to continue to lead, you know?
Yeah, that sounds good. Do you get a lot of flack from church folks? You know, do they come up to you and be like, I saw you in Saints and Sinners?
No, I think church folk understand that, you know, as it pertains to saints and sinners, that the things in the church are just not right. Mm-hmm. But this show is not just about the church. It's set in a town where the church is, it's a big church, but it's not just about the church. And then, you know, I play such a variety of characters. I get more flack from people thinking that I'm always the bad guy when, you know, I played everything from Martin Luther King to Pinky to, you know, Ray, Rush Hour. I played fathers. I played pastors. I played lawyers.
Yeah,
you know, so
yeah.
I think people just need to go back and Google and look at the body of work before they make judgment. I don't get a lot of flack from church folks. Folks understand where I'm coming from.
That's good. That's good. And yes, you've been doing this since the 70s, acting.
The late 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've just been a working actor. I really wanted to be a football player. So all I've been, since I didn't play football, is be a working actor. You know, and I'm just blessed to be a working actor. I've made a living at what I love to do.
So are you ever interested in producing or directing? Maybe you could be that football star or do a biopic.
I won't be directing and producing and playing football in any movie that you'll see. Because I'm way too old now. I'm out of shape. But I am interested in producing and directing. And I'm working on some scripts. I have some scripts that I'm working on, that a partner that I'm working with. And, you know, trying to get that to fruition. So that's what I'm working on. I got about 5 stories, and, you know, we're looking for new stories. So it's something I'm working on.
That's good. I'm always happy of people who transition from in front of the camera to behind the camera. So that's great. Out of all the characters you've played, what's one character that really ministered to you, or you felt this was good, or you still waiting for that role?
I did a movie called Selma, Lord Selma, and I played Dr. King, Martin Luther King. I think for me, that's like the ultimate character of work. You
mm-hmm.
know, his daughter was on a set, and she said, "You're one of the first actors that really captured my dad, the essence of my dad." So, you know, I've done a lot of different characters, and I've been in a lot of cool movies. And of course, Ray was a peak experience.
Mm-hmm.
But Martin Luther King playing that character probably was the most poignant character in my head.
I'm going to share my favorite character, and that's Cuddy.
Cuddy was a deep character. Cuddy wasn't a bad guy. You know, the thing about dead presidents is that a lot of people thought Cuddy was a pimp, and Cuddy really was like a numbers runner and a jack of all trade kind of guy, and
mm-hmm.
it kind of got mixed up in the translation,
yeah.
You know, but Cuddy was a powerful character.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm telling you. I know who Cuddy was. That was one of my favorite characters that I've seen you do. So you talked about football, but you kind of passed that. So outside of acting, what are some of your other hobbies?
You know, I love to go to the movies. I like movies. Of course, all my friends know I love the casino.
Mm-hmm.
And I like hanging out with my family and friends. You know, if I'm, you know, I'm dating a young lady now, I like hanging out with her on the weekends. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, my kids, I hang out with. My youngest son plays basketball at UC Santa Barbara, so I go out and see him play. I hang out with my little daughter, Maya.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I like watch sports on the weekends. I like go out dancing every now and then on the weekends. You know, I like to do just regular stuff, you know?
Right.
I love basketball and sports, so I go to the football games, basketball games, you know.
Okay, okay. Acting requires various techniques. For someone who's thinking about acting, describe a few tips they should know about. Because it's not as easy as people think, like just getting in front of a camera and acting.
Well, I think the method that I think works for everyone that's been proven, tried, and tested is the Stanislavski method. Robert De Niro, Gene Hackman, Al Pacino, Meryl Streep, Denzel Washington, Charles Dutton, Angela Bassett, Viola Davis, Clifton Powell. We all study the Stanislavski method, or the method. And it's a technique of acting that deals with the internal mind of your character and not the physical mind of your character, but understanding the mental makeup of your character and then adding the physical capability of your character. And that's why the performances are always so important. If everyone saw Viola Davis and Fences, we have to really understand that that was incredible portrayal, and it started with the internal life of the character. So if anybody is listening and they understand what I'm saying, I would suggest when I teach classes to go back and get all of the Stanislavski books or look up Constantine Stanislavski and study that method.
Oh, okay. So you teach classes in regards to acting as well?
But I'm down here in Atlanta now, and I started a session, and I'm going to start a new one in June and probably teach all the way through summer and through the fall.
Okay, great. How is the climate for actors and acting, especially now in this digital era with live chat and live Facebook Live and all this streaming going on? Is there still a demand for actors?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there are a lot of outlets now. I think the demand has to be met by actors who are really trained, because I think what happens is, you know, people get caught up in the trend. So you have to be careful not to be trendy and be trained as an actor and really understand your craft before you can call yourself an actor and not just somebody that's doing it just to be famous, you know? So you got to be careful.
Wow.
But
yeah.
I think there are a lot more opportunities out there than there were when I was coming up. And I just think you have to be trained and you have to be vigilant, and you gotta go do good work and be good to people and be nice to people.
Yeah, definitely.
And put your ego in your work and not into your life.
Okay, sir. Okay. Okay. When you're doing a drama like Saints and Sinners, how much time goes into that to dedicate yourself to a series like that?
Well, you know, we shoot Saints and Sinners over the course of 8 to 10 weeks. And for those 8 to 10 weeks, you really have to be focused. You have to be disciplined. And you get your scripts, you know, a week or two before. And you have to, you know, have to have a study schedule, you know. You get your script on Friday, and you know you're shooting next Thursday. That weekend, you need to be home. Like, I'm home that weekend studying. You know, I start studying on Saturday, start studying, reading through, and then start memorization on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so that when Wednesday comes, I'm locked in, and Thursday, I'm ready to shoot. And, you know, get your rest so you can be on set for anywhere from 1 to 17 hours a day, you know?
Wow.
And, you know, you kind of want to come on and you want to be focused. You want to be prepared. You want to know your beginning, middle, and end of your character, what your beats are. You want to be able to come in and, you know, talk with the director and see what he thinks about what you're doing. And then you guys kind of negotiate and kind of, you know, kind of mesh things together. And then you want to be alert. You want to be positive on set. You want to be friendly. You want to be fun because, you know, the producers are right there on the set. You know, you don't want to be there fighting and, you know, arguing every day and all that kind of stuff, not knowing where you are, not being prepared. It's a process.
Right.
And
yeah.
It's discipline.
Yeah. Yeah. That was one of my points, just being an actor, that it takes great discipline to do that. It's not just, you know.
It takes great discipline. And you also have to try as much as you can to keep your personal life in order so it doesn't spill over into your work, you know? And that takes internal discipline, spiritual discipline, and it's not easy sustaining that over years. I mean, there are people who, and I certainly pray for everybody out there that made it and fell off, or made it and didn't fall off, or made it and still trying to make it. It is not an easy walk, you know, because at any given time, you know, your life can take over. You can get tired, mentally you're tired, financially you might be tired, or you may be going through some personal traumas like divorce or a breakup from a relationship, or, you know, death in the family, anything, any kind of substances that you use, mm-hmm. alcohol, drugs, any of those things can overtake you at any time to derail your career.
Wow. Wow.
And actors are human like everybody else, and we have the same things that we deal with in our lives. You know, for me, I have to make sure I monitor my drinking. You know, I drink mm-hmm. red wine, but I didn't start drinking until I was 26, so I wanted to make sure I could handle it.
Right.
You know, I don't do drugs. You know, I exercise. Mm-hmm. You know, I try to eat right, and I try to be good to people, but it's not something you can do for like a year. You got to do this all your career.
Right, right. And be able to manage, well, high seasons and low seasons.
Yeah, you gotta know how to manage money. You got to know how to manage your personal relationships. You got to manage the highs with the lows. And when the highs come, they're really high. And when the lows come, they're really low. And you got to stay steady, whether you're up or down. I talked to a guy one time and I asked him how he handled everything. He said, I'm the same when I'm up and I'm the same when I'm down. I just stay steady and stay faithful. Mm-hmm. So that's my key. You know, I don't know what everybody else does. And I certainly have had challenges, and I just try to stay prayed up and stay positive.
Yeah. Are you interested in any action figure? That seems to be the big next thing. And don't tell me you're too old. No, I knew you was going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
I did an action movie in 1997, 90 something. I called Deep Rising. And then I did a couple of other things, Phantoms and a couple of other things. But I haven't run in movies in 20 years. I'm out of shape. I'm too. You know, you got to be in shape and ready to run and jump and do all that stuff in action movies. My action movie days are past.
All right.
But it's a nice thought.
Yeah.
I might get an action figurine or something, you know?
Yeah. What is one of your old school black films from like the 70s? Like for me, I love Claudine. What's one of your old films you like?
I like all the Shaq movies.
Oh, okay.
Across 110th Street, Superfly. I grew up watching all of that, man. I love Superfly. I love Claudine, you know, mm-hmm. Sounder. I like all the Sidney Poitier movies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just watched A Raisin in the Sun the other day, man. It's still a great movie.
Right.
Great play, great movie, great piece of drama. Yeah, that's my thing.
Are you interested in doing any plays?
You know, I'm interested in the plays, but I don't want to do it the way I've done it in the past. I think the play circuit had kind of died out there because the work was lackluster and the attitude was not disciplined. So if I do a play, I'm going to come out with my own play and my own team of people that are disciplined and that want to bring dignity back to the theater, you know? Especially the urban circuit. The last play I did, I think, was Mary Basinger with Dakarius Johnson, and it was a cool experience, but if I come back out doing any kind of play work, I'm going to be the director, the producer, and I'm going to have my own team of people behind me.
Okay.
But at this moment, that's not what my focus is. My focus right now is more trying to get the scripts done that I have in producing and directing on a television film end.
Okay, cool. Well, I thank you so much. I don't want to hold you. I know you got a big schedule. We are where key players speak. I thank you for all the wisdom you offered our listeners. We love that. And remember, we're always here for you. Thank you for allowing us to be one of your media outlets. We will be watching you on Bounce TV on Saints and Sinners.
Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody out there for all the support you've given me. Continue to watch Saints and Sinners Sunday night, Bounce TV, 9 p.m. God bless. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.